Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinions. First of all, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. The survey is on the topic of gun safety, and the first question is, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is or not, it is not.
Yes, it is.
A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Support.
And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines security storage to include a lock safe? Support or oppose?
Support.
A lock container or case? Support or oppose?
Support.
And the last one, a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
A key lock?
Yes.
Yes, support.
A combination lock? Support or oppose?
I would support any means to secure it so that the registered firearm owner is the only person who can access it.
But I need to read everything verbatim, so the last one is a biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint. Will you support or oppose? Okay, thank you,
yeah,
sir. And now we're almost done with the survey. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? What do you think? Should or should not?
I think it's okay to have a loaded firearm, especially if you're using it for safety. I wouldn't want to have to load mine every time I need it, as long as it's secured.
And now, if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you think, yes, it is secure or not, it is not secure that way?
I mean, I guess, I don't want to get into semantics or anything, but I suppose as long as only the, as long as whatever device is on it, or whatever device it is in, renders it inoperable, then I would.
In this specific case, what do you think? Yes, it is secure, even if the firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, but it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and it's also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it. Yes,
yes,
it is secure or not?
Secure.
It's secure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
Support.
And the last few questions. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use the security storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose?
Support.
And will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose the affirmative defense for that person?
I don't think that person has a defense.
Oppose.
If a minor got it, then it was secure.
And the next one, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Support or oppose?
Support.
And the last one, will you support or propose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? And the last few questions, just for statistical purposes only, in terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm an Independent, but I've been leaning more Democrat.
Okay. And what is your age? 18 to 34? 30. Okay, thank you so much. And which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other race not listed?
I'm white.
And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help, sir. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.